Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Indaba remene, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yeah, boy, yes, like we never left. And guess what, guys? We are back home where we belong.
Yes.
Super TV.
Yes. Oh,
yeah, boy.
Shout out to TV.
Yeah, man. Channel 150 on Open View. We are back like we never left. Tough times never last.
Yes. So what time are people going to catch us?
We're on at 10 o'clock, Mondays and Friday. Yeah. And you, Ghost Lady, yeah, you're glowing, eh?
Yes. I told you, I said, just say I look beautiful.
Is Mnaga making the pots happen there?
Which pots? Because I'm busy drinking alcohol. Which pots? Which one?
Hey, am I lying? Can you see it?
Nah, she is. Oh, you're really glowing.
Just say you look beautiful. Say it. Let me guide you through it. Ghost Lady, you look amazing.
You're glowing.
Say it, guys. Say it.
Does Nala want to have another kid?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Mm.
And you keep on dropping his name here, hey?
Oh, yeah, shit. But he's not on social media. They're not going to find him, ne?
No, nah. I'm not. And then plus, I'm not that mom who's got a whole
thank goodness
account for him, no.
And you, does your kid want another one?
Does my kid...
What's your kid's name?
Malaika.
My
kid's name is Malaika Wa Amani.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Swahili name. Angel
of
Peace.
That is beautiful.
Malaika means angel. Amani means peace.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Does she want another sibling?
She's still like, she's turning 3 in April, so I don't think she
baby.
Can communicate that. She's a baby, literally. Yeah. Yeah.
Mine's turning 4, so maybe they can rock, you know, keep it in the family. Let's keep it in the family, dog.
Okay, who would you prefer as a husband? My son or Makaiva's son?
Your son.
Thank you.
Someone from a stable home. When it was my birthday, Mac records his son. It's like, say happy birthday to Mr. Pendua, Pon Eddie, fucker of fucking around. And his son needs to now regurgitate this stuff. You know what I mean? Delinquent household. They want nothing. I don't want my daughter in any of that household.
Oh, man, we got so many announcements to make. Fucking hell. Yeah. Where do I even start? First of all, Grandeur, remember we were in Take A Lot?
Yeah.
It sold out within 3 days.
Skull!
Whoa.
Three days.
Whoa. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back now. Big shout out to everybody that bought a Grandeur on Take A Lot.
Yeah.
Within 3 days, we're sold out.
It was gone.
I'm How
sure Take
awesome.
A Lot was calling you, like, yo, restock.
Yeah. Another announcement I got to make is that we're going to be in Namibia, guys.
Hey.
We're going to Namibia.
Going to do some vindooks.
We're going to be out in Namibia from the 5th until the 12th of April.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so dope.
Can't wait, man.
Vindook, yeah?
Yeah.
First time on a plane? You?
Me, on a plane?
And I'm asking.
Been on a plane, bro.
This is last week.
I've lost count. Been all over the country.
No,
on
it'll
planes.
Be Saul's first time outside the country.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been outside the country on a cruise. Right? And we're supposed to go to the Portuguese islands, but then there was some weather problem, and then we were just at sea.
Okay.
So I've been outside the country, but I haven't been to a foreign country since. Yeah.
So, if you're a chiller from Namibia, please recommend a place where we can host a party.
Yeah.
Like an after party in Namibia. I don't know any of the spots there. Do you guys know?
No.
What?
Any spots there where we can host a party?
I know in Namibia people are very friendly.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I've not been there, but you know.
We're coming, man.
We're
coming. It's gonna be
awesome.
Namibia.
Yeah.
I've heard someone just like talk about how friendly people are that side.
And we might even relocate because I get it. South Africans don't love us.
Yeah.
South Africans love us. Don't focus on those. There are those who don't love us.
I think Tuesdays are tough for us.
South Africans love us.
Another announcement. Oh, yes. Did you see the membership has gone up?
Members!
Yes! Yes, yes,
members
yes, yes, yes.
The memberships hey, you, they're skyrocketing. They're everybody's skyrocketing. Doing it.
Yeah.
They can cancel us.
Yo, no.
But they can't dismember us.
Yo,
exactly.
We still have our kahunas.
Yeah. So a big shout out to everybody that's become a member. If you haven't, click the join button.
Yes.
There'll be a link in the description as well.
Yes.
And you can click on that and become a member. And also, remember when we did the Fat Joe show?
Mm-hmm.
Serge said he's got a reality show that he wants us to put up.
Yeah.
People are sending. People want to be part
Have
of that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
And
it's a mess.
It's a mess.
Hey, Serge.
It's like flavor.
Oh, I get it now.
Okay.
It's so crazy. It's so funny, man.
Okay.
But I don't know if we should put it up on the channel or just a link where people can download and watch it themselves.
Okay.
Hey? I think let's do a link.
Let's do a link.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the description. If you want to watch it, you download. Watch. And because he did say he's looking for people that can take it to the next level and shoot for him and stuff like that. Yeah. Dude, one of the contestants was an old granny.
For real?
Yeah.
For what? What? She needs to be blessed.
Old people deserve love also.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, so funny, man. He was like, so he's kicking her out of the house, mm-hmm. and he's like, unfortunately, I see you like my mother, but I'm gonna bless you with this Rolex. It's been in the family for eons. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of money. Oh, it's funny, man. It's like it's comedy gold.
Oh, no. Okay,
all right. No, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, so I'll put the link in the description and then people can check it out. Anyway, yeah, what's been happening? What's been happening, guys? What's going on?
Yo, a lot is going on, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Hillbro has been trending on Twitter. Did you notice?
No, I didn't.
You guys didn't notice?
Hillbro?
Yeah, it was trending.
What
happened?
Well, there's like a little wonyana happening there, and people must relax, though. It's people were just saying Zulus and Ndebeles from Zim or Kalangas were beefing. It's not. It's just the small security guys who are securities at like spaza shops. One of them got killed, and they took his gun, so they retaliated. And that's it, literally. You know, things are still fine. People are like, it's xenophobic. Random Zulus in the streets are fighting. You know what I mean? No, people are still living in unison and peace. It was just that. You guys didn't see it trending?
No. I haven't been on social media.
Well, you're not on social media. You are, but you're not there. But
I don't think it was trending. Maybe they just sent you a message.
No, trending, guys.
Hey, in the group.
People did ask, am I safe? I'm like, nah, I stay away from nonsense.
Like, it's, no, it's a been trending. Group WhatsApp, you know?
It's been trending.
Oh.
Literally, I'm not making it up. Guys, did you guys see it trend? No one. Okay then.
Is the Hillbro Twitter?
It's CBD Twitter.
Maybe.
What is the CBD Twitter?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been to therapy?
Therapy?
Therapy. I've never been. I believe I should have. Like, I believe a lot of us need therapy, but I've never been to therapy.
I believe in it. I went for just another force. Yeah, it was. I used to have an issue with when I write, I take my time.
Yeah.
So for matric, I needed extra time, you know, to apply for extra time for my matric exams.
And well, you're a slow learner, or what?
Yeah.
Are you a slow learner? Or what?
No.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Wrong, being a slow learner. Laughing.
Like no,
we understand.
So it was just like I just take my time. So I had to apply for extra time to do my exams. And then they said I need to go to a therapist in order to give me that. Like I get a letter and then qualify for extra time. So I went there and I just said, it takes me time to write. It's all.
Because a lot of people this week have been saying I must go to therapy. And at first I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
But the more and more I think about it, I'm like, actually,
no,
it's not a bad idea.
Good
correction.
For you.
Therapy is not
I
for crazy people.
Mm.
He does. He's like, what the fuck? I'm not crazy. No.
I'm a slow learner.
Therapy is not for. It's not for. Therapy is not for crazy people.
In fact, if you're crazy, it's late. So rather do it early while you're still, like, fine, like 100%, like, just go for therapy.
If you see a psychiatrist, yes, then, you know, different league.
What's
different.
The difference between?
Psychologist, psychiatrist. Psychiatrist deals with people who have mental health issues, right? And then psychology just deals with normal people, and it's psychological therapy. Physiotherapy, it's therapy for the physique.
If you've been
in an accident or wheelchair bound or you're injured, physiotherapy. Then the therapy that we are talking about now is for the psychology, right? So you may have gone through a bit of trauma, through something, through stress, possibly depression. Then you'd see a therapist. Mm. Psychiatrist, though, that's like the what do you call them?
Psych ward.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when you get the people who are not like who've got mental health problems.
How was it when you went to therapy?
Okay, I was literally like what 17, 18. I just felt like I was so stupid because she was trying to like, do you have any issues? Do you have what problems? Like, no, I just take time. That's it. And I'm seeing it with my son. He takes forever, like just writing, and it's just not that it's forever. It's just. We have a neat handwriting. Let me put it like that.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So it's because of my handwriting. It's very neat. Mm. And I just
You should take it.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking of going to therapy, man.
Because Jay-Z has been to therapy. And like he grew up being the man, the guy, you know, sold drugs, got all the girls. You know what I mean? And I think it's when that thing happened with Beyonce and he almost lost his wife. But he talks about it a lot, that it helped him. And there's absolutely nothing wrong. You're not admitting to being weak.
Yeah.
It's just people need help sometimes, and you get that help there.
Because a lot of white people go to therapy.
A lot of white people, normal people, a lot of super rich people go to therapy, and it helps, dude.
Even I wanted to have a therapist from this year. Like this year, it's one of my things.
Why?
I want to have a therapist.
Why?
Like someone I just talk to. Mm. And who's not family, who's not a friend, who just is there to listen to me.
That sounds like a chiller.
A chiller. They've got the comments. That's a problem. When I switch off the comments, then y'all are my therapy right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us need therapy, man, especially after the year we've had. You know, a lot of people, loved ones, a lot of people lost income.
Yeah.
That's got to affect you at some level. It will affect you. And that's where the therapists come in.
Hmm.
Like I was realizing I have fears now of... You know, I still have both my parents, but the idea of them being no more one day, just like... So it's like, maybe I should talk about it. Maybe, you know, not that anything will happen, but, well, who knows?
Mm.
You know, so it's just like, you have these anxiety or however you just want
You've got anxiety, ghost lady.
Yeah, of course.
You lie.
How many people have you interviewed and you ask them the question, do you go for therapy? And they've said yes.
Mm.
And many celebrity interviews I've seen that you've done.
And they need it. Hey, they go through a lot, man.
Yeah. Mm. You've been cancelled too many times. You need it.
Yeah, no, for real, though.
You
no jokes, man. Yeah.
Yeah,
go for therapy.
Is this you being serious? So?
Yeah, you know. No, for real, though. I love the idea and the concept of therapy, man. Yeah. Go and tell us how it went.
Mm.
And sometimes I think therapy is one of those things that a lot of us need, and we don't know we need it up until we're in that therapist room and the consultation room, and we actually... heal. Sometimes you don't know you need healing up until you get the healing.
Mm.
Like, what makes you cry?
Me?
Mm.
Shit. Last time I cried was when my grandmother passed away.
Oh, okay. Mm. And how long was that?
Oh, that was like 2010? Yeah, 2010.
Okay. Damn, you haven't cried in 11 years.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's good to
only when I'm coming, you know, sometimes when it's...
You shed a tear. Of excitement.
Sometimes it slaps hard, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who can relate? I just want to cry every day.
Master KG, what do you guys think about him suing big brands for using his song and stuff like that?
Totally agree.
Hey,
well, if
Master KG decides to bill companies for using Jerusalem.
But come on, man. I mean, the companies rocked the Jerusalem dance, put it on their Insta stories or on their Twitter pages. They didn't generate any income from that. They didn't sell any advertising off of the eyes that they attracted with doing that. So when do we go from, wow, Master KG is trending in Brazil and we celebrate it? If those people didn't do that, would the song be as big? Would he be touring as much if those companies and those individuals didn't do that? And they didn't profit from it.
From my understanding, when I heard about this story and when I heard an explanation, was that there were companies that didn't own leeches, because there's nothing wrong. Whichever company, you can wear your company uniform, you're there by your parking lot or wherever, and do the dance, and that's it. But once you start advertising and it's actually seen, let's say now it's McDonald's stuff, like now they are doing the Jerusalem challenge, and then not only some people are actually holding boards, like you get a burger for $49.99.
Oh God, that's
so apparently that was happening. Whoa. A lot of companies is like, you're not only just doing the dance, but there's you're putting in advertising.
So he's not gunning for just companies who put up a video of them dancing somewhere on their social media. It's for those who are advertising within or generating advertising income from the videos. Yeah. Ah, definitely. Yeah. He's well within his rights then.
Mm. Let's call Princess. Maybe he can break it down for us.
Oh, Princess.
Prince KB.
Oh.
I gotta call him Princess.
All right, nah. Let's go.
Last time I checked, I had airtime.
And he tweeted something. Yesterday.
Yeah, he was defending Master KG.
Ah, makes sense.
Oh, it's not going in.
No, Vele, man. If they is that a common problem with vendor men? It's not going in.
Hey, Princess!
How's it?
I'm good at you, Princess.
I'm good. What's up?
Saul tells me you're out of the country. Are you on vacation or something?
No, man. I have shows.
Oh, hey, God, the country is open. Hey.
Yeah, no, God is good.
Wait, were you rocking?
I had something in Tanzania.
Beautiful.
At the Kilimanjaro Marathon, something. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Hey, you must drop him Kuzeni there, Chief.
Of course.
So, Doug, listen, the reason we're calling you, wanted to find out about the whole Master KG and him suing companies for using Jerusalem. What's the deal there? What's going on there?
Now, what I picked up from that is that I think Master KG and his team are trying to change the narrative when it comes to fame that doesn't have money, you know? Mm-hmm. So you might trend all around the world and be this big star. That time, your pockets are not really reflecting what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I picked up from that. But other than that, moving forward, I think some companies didn't really like the song. They don't even know who Master KG is. You know, they just saw the trend on YouTube. And then, you know, they're like, let's play this song. It's trending. And the face or the center of the whole episode while they're pushing this agenda is what they're selling. That's not really the song. So I do support Master KG 100%. He's not wrong for what he's doing.
And is it is it Warner Music? Is it label or is it him personally?
It's label. I saw there's one lawyer that was that I've worked with before that was representing Master KG. Well, that is representing Master KG on this thing. And I know the lawyer is working for Open Mic. So, yeah, I think the label is actually saying, yo, give this guy the money. Or give me the money, you know. We don't know the deal between Master KG and the label. This money could go to the label and then Master KG gets nothing. Or it could go to him. Who knows?
What kind of figures are we looking at? Say we're a corporation.
If I was Master KG, let's say, for instance, Porsche pushed the new 911 with my song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like, you're looking at like 4 to 6 million for the thing. But now that's the problem is with that. If he signed, remember when I was on the show, I told you that if you signed, the label gets a big chunk of the money from Sinks, because they are the ones responsible for pushing your brand for first place for Porsche to even see you. It's the label that pushed money into your brand so that Porsche can see you. Mm. So visibility is very expensive in the entertainment industry.
And who's he suing? Is he suing like big companies that use it to gain money or just any company that did the challenge?
No, not any company. I don't think he can sue podcast with Meg G.
I wouldn't have money.
Because Old Mutual left.
That's old news, dog.
Yeah. So basically, I think I think Master KG is looking at the companies that can afford what, or maybe the companies that literally used this thing blatantly for their own good.
Mm.
Yeah, you can see it, bro. You can see if someone is holding a, what's this thing? Right now I'm even eating chicken legging.
Mm.
If chicken legging goes on air with Master KG's song, we all know they're pushing chicken legging.
Mm.
They're not pushing KG.
They're know? Riding the wave.
So, yeah, so they're riding the wave at zero cost. So I think he's on a good path and he might win a few.
Shit. Yo, this guy is raking in, eh? Yo.
Well, yeah, no. What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
No, I think it makes sense, man. I think it makes sense. I think there's no issue. You see, what I was saying is, I mean, Prince, Master KG did benefit as far as getting him trending and globally recognized. And I think that's fine. But now when it starts becoming an advert, like literally it's an advert now, then it's an issue. Then you need to get paid. But if it was just an innocent video where people are dancing in this work uniform, I think that is still fine. And yeah, but once you start advertising, I mean, we all know, you know, that's a sink deal already, and they must pay. So
here's another,
I agree with him.
Yeah, here's another fun fact, though. I don't know if you guys know, all the Nando's in the UK, the Nando's franchise that sells chicken, all the Nando's shops in the UK, they only play African music in the stores.
Dope.
All the Nando's in England.
Dope.
Damn.
You can go to London or whatever the case. But the problem is, it's labels that are eating that money for the spins in the thingy in the shops.
Mm.
So artists don't know this. Like artists don't know this. So if you're an artist, you're signed, whether it's Universal, Sony, or whatever the case, and you need to like research if you can even find out from where you are. You don't even have to go to England. You just find out where these DSPs are connected to and what are they leveraging off, you know. They will show you the different spots and then you'll be able to gauge where your song is playing and how much they're getting. Even with you guys, the recent problem you had with Studio 88, I remember in that shop, they like play a lot of house music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Mostly like, what's that? Local artists. Mm-hmm. There's someone who's benefiting from that. They don't
kidding.
Just put the song there with the CD and it just plays the whole day and you are happy, you're famous. Oh my God, my song is at Studio 88. You know, so I think going back to Master KG, he's trying to change the narrative. You're famous, but your pockets are empty. So he's literally trying to change the narrative.
All right, Prince, thank you so much, man. Thank you for the knowledge. How's the album doing?
No, man, it's dropping on the 5th, on Friday.
Oh, nice one. All the best,
coming
my nigga.
Friday. Thanks, bro.
Sharp. All right, take care, bro.
All right.
Sharp. Yo, this the music thing has got so many layers, bro.
It does, bro.
Yes.
And that's why, like, a lot of people, you know, they focus on becoming the artist. There's so much money. There's literally people who are making a lot of money just by making music, yet they are not dropping albums and they're at the forefront of the music. There's so many aspects to music and making, like, a killing. There's a guy who... D-Rex, D-Rex, David Campos. That guy makes good money. And when last did you hear he produced a Danny Kaye song or some huge song? It's been a while, but you know, the advertising, he's got courses online. So there's so much that you can do within music. There's so much money in music. It's not all about being the face and being the rapper or the artist.
Yeah. Why did you stop making musicals, lady? What she was a rapper, you know.
Well, for real?
Yeah.
Hit us with a 16.
Yeah.
Please don't put me through that. No. I'm going to continue. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I've been encouraged again.
Do you need classes so you can write?
Yeah. No, I can't write.
Just drop album after 5 years. She writes slow.
Oh,
between
oh,
that
and that's
between
a two
therapy,
going.
Between so that two. And therapy. She'll drop once every 10 years.
That's just a two going. Well, then I need a therapist. Yes,
speaking about music, do you guys hear Intaba Yase Tupai, his new single? It's called Smiley.
That's the guy on the chorus of Imalinini, right?
Imalinini, yeah, the big Zulu song. Yeah. It sounds just like Sjava, bro.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Like Sjava?
Yeah, it sounds just like Sjava.
Is it?
You'd swear they're trying to replace Sjava with this guy. Yeah, you must listen to it.
You're not going to replace anyone. You can't replace Sjava, bro. Sjava is so... Sjava is Sjava. Will remain in the history books and... His name will echo throughout generations when you talk about South African music. Mm. I think it's just inspiration. Obviously, yeah. Jabba is also from
KZN.
Jabba said Dubai is also from KZN. Influence, yeah. But if he's coming for Jabba's spot, forget it. Mm. It's good to aim high, but flip. Jabba, bro, is a beast.
Yeah. Speaking about artists, big shout out to Nasty C. He was on Ellen DeGeneres.
Nasty C. Shout out, man.
That guy needs therapy, man. At such a young age, he's done so much.
Yeah. Maybe he can handle it. Anyway, he's got his family around him, so maybe there he is.
Yeah,
like,
that's true, though. He does.
Like, fuck, that shout guy, bro. Him,
yeah.
Like, imagine being that young, bro, and doing so much.
Yeah. And he's now into podcasting. He's got some nine-part podcast series going on. Well done. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Tusom Beto as well. She got a role in a new American TV series called The Underground Railroad.
Wow.
Yeah.
The trailer looks amazing. I can't wait. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it like a big show or is it like a C-list, B-list?
I think it's going to be like a series, right?
Mm.
It's
going to
be a series. No, it's going to be on Prime TV.
Yeah. Awesome.
Prime TV or Prime Video?
Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah, I just subscribed to Prime Video. It's dope.
Oh, nice. I've been there.
You serious?
The docs.
Yo.
They're dope.
Yeah.
The last show I watched from there was Sneaky Pete. Watch a series called Sneaky Pete.
Yeah.
It's flipping amazing. It's basically a guy is living in a cell in prison with this guy. Boring guy, like he's always talking about his life, right? Mm-hmm. And he's staying with a con artist. So the con artist's time is up in prison and he can't go back to his hood.
Mm.
So he goes back to his cellmate's house, the granny, right? Who he hasn't seen since he was 7.
Yeah.
And he claims to be his cellmate. Sneaky Pete, nice. Watch it. And nice. Yeah, man.
That's a series,
con,
no?
Con man, incredible.
Yeah.
Series. Sneaky Pete, it's on Prime Amazon. Check it out.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Series, yeah.
Have you finished Vikings?
Skull!
Skull!
Skull! No, I'm on episode 10 of season 5.
Ooh.
Bjorn
Ironside.
He's left with his mom and Bishop, and the Bishop to England. And what's his name? Boneless?
Ivar the Boneless.
He's taken over Kattegat.
Yeah,
but I feel like after season 5 is a bit, that's where it starts to, you know, the downward spiral. It's not the same anymore, man.
Yeah.
You know, after their dad passed away. I don't want to say who their dad is for those who haven't seen the episode. I mean, the show. But yeah, I'm not feeling it that much anymore.
Mnaga still watching it?
He finished it.
He clapped it,
didn't he? Yo, he finished it.
It's a dope. It's season 6. It's something to look forward to.
I don't know.
Because there's 10 more episodes in season 5. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to empire it. Like,
Empire,
stop and you forget about it completely.
And you forget about it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to do that. Like, somewhere between this season episode 10 and episode 20 of season 5. It's not that interesting.
I was just tired of watching olden day series. I was craving for something new. When you wanted to get into it, I was like, mm-mm.
I read Africa's richest black man wants to buy Arsenal. Ooh. Aliko Dangote.
He's got the money, but is Arsenal for sale? That's the thing.
Hey, money speaks, man.
Money speaks.
Especially now during COVID, because they lost a lot of money
exactly.
Due to people not coming to stadiums. Yeah.
True, and it only makes sense. Arsenal is a huge following in Africa.
Bro.
Them and Man United, but Arsenal is huge in Africa, so it only makes sense.
Just imagine having enough money to buy a club like Arsenal. Like,
bro.
How much money do you got?
That's serious, though, man.
Well, he's not the richest man for nothing.
Yeah.
That's good breaking.
And there's
rights.
A whole lot of rich people in Africa.
Yeah.
You the richest? He's got billions, but he's a billionaire in dollars.
He can afford it.
Many times over, exactly.
Yeah.
Even
so will they be based here then? Okay, Mesh, please remove that part.
Stick to the ladies' podcast.
It is London.
Will they be?
Because with Nangwa Tet, your Tet. No, no. A Tet will be Kosa now. Red is going to Kosa surname.
I imagine.
No, they won't.
Did you see Eastern Chelsea's Cape cities and airports have new names?
Yes, Kamecha.
Yeah.
That's East London. No, yeah. that's Port Elizabeth, not East London. It's Port Elizabeth. It's called Kamecha.
Yeah, so Port Elizabeth Airport is going to be called King David Stearman. Mm-hmm. Port Elizabeth City's Kabeka, whatever it is.
Kabeka.
Yeah. East London Airport is King Paulo Airport. King's Williamstown is now Onse. I think so. Uten Hague is now Kalega. And then Catcorp is Ngayi. Mm. Mfabantu is Kohlombeni. And Berlin is Ntabozuko.
Mm. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm not from Eastern Cape, dog. I couldn't care less, bro.
I'm like, ew, man. I think it's more important to change the remnants and the what reminds us of colonialism. You know, the poor black household, the impoverished areas, as opposed to just changing names. Ask a person who's struggling, who doesn't even have a roof over their head or a decent roof over their head in Port Elizabeth, how they feel about it being changed. You know, their lives are still as fucked up as they were before. It doesn't change anything. I think it's easy to just change names as opposed to changing the living conditions that stop reminding us of colonialism or apartheid. You know what I mean? That's where the real issue fucking lies. Not changing names during a fucking pandemic. You know, discussing changing names.
What an off-ram, dog. We're just talking about names. Yeah.
No, it pisses me off.
Changed. Might as well just appreciate.
It pisses me off, man.
Yeah.
No. Nah, man. And they want to change Durban now.
To what?
I don't know what. Malema says they must change Durban.
Yeah?
Yeah, like change Durban.
How? To what?
I don't know. He says Durban is a colonialist name which got bad connotations to it because of the guy that was named, that Durban is named after.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Do you know anyone from East London?
Port Elizabeth.
Oh, is it Port Elizabeth? Sorry, yeah. PE. Have you been there? I haven't been there. Must
I don't
be
know.
Chillers day, man.
I don't know anyone. I just know Kabeka used to be, like, it's the name, the old name for the first township, the oldest township there. It's called Walmer something now, that township. Mm. It used to be called Kabeka when I actually checked out what Kabeka is. It used to be an old township.
They must change vendor to my name.
Oh.
I gotta put it on the map.
MacGyver?
Mukwebo Funzo.
In full? So you've put Venda on
the map. Yeah. Okay. Did you know Venda before the podcast?
It was not 10 official languages.
Imagine, eh?
Yeah, man.
That's fair.
And then I read Gauteng wants to legalize weed.
Oh, yeah, to boost the economy.
Yes.
Oh, flip. They should do that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it legalized already?
Well, I think it is for medicinal purposes or something.
In SA?
Yes.
You're allowed to. Like, you wouldn't get arrested for carrying, I think, not a large amount, but there is some legality of weed in SA.
Like, guys, I buy my edibles from the. What? You thought I was going to offer it? He's actually trying to save me.
You buy your edibles?
From the health store.
You see, with marijuana, right?
Yes.
Yes.
In that sense, I have edibles, guys. I like live on edibles.
So what's that? Space cookies?
No, sweets. And I've got oil. Yeah.
Wow. Like made out of weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
And the weed.
That's why you're glowing. Oh, shit.
No.
How come they never legalize like hard drugs?
Like cocaine, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're destructive, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine if everyone was on coke now, right? And in traffic. Imagine what would happen every morning if people were on coke, driving around on coke. Already we've got road rage in South Africa where shit can just happen anytime. Now imagine people are on coke.
But what if it can be given to you like it's like a prescription, you know? it's managed. You are given.
Medicinally, yeah, that makes sense.
You but know, I so you think get it from just, your pharmacy.
But I think it just meant at the superstore you can just find.
Yeah, because the thing is, people are doing coke now, whether it's banned or not, right? So if you legalize it, then you can regulate it.
No. But people are doing coke, but it's hard to find. It's difficult to find.
No,
it's
you like just have that number of your supply. That's it.
And it's difficult to find.
It's difficult
says
to find.
Says the guy who stays in Hillbrook.
For real, like, I've never seen, like, held a bag of coke.
For real.
For real.
Have you seen someone do
have
it?
Have you asked?
Yes, once.
Yeah.
I was in a room once, right? A room I wasn't supposed to be in. They were recording music, but unknown artist. And all of a sudden, it was coke o'clock. I'm like, whoa. What is this? What's going on, guys? I've got work tomorrow morning. What is this?
Yeah.
You know?
And Which one is this one?
I was like, hey, which one is this one? It's going up the nose. You know? I was like, aye. The guys were showing the true colors. And that, so I was like, nah. But yeah, dude, if coke was... You could find it easily anywhere, then anyone would want have the curiosity to try it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have had the curiosity, but didn't know where to find coke.
Yeah.
I don't think it's destructive. A lot of those kind of drugs are destructive.
I think they won't legalize it because they make a lot of money. Like, I've seen a lot of Narcos series to realize the government eats as well.
Yeah.
So do you think the government in South Africa eats as well?
From I think any government all over the world.
Yes.
I think so, bro. That's why they can't legalize it.
So there was something else on that flight bringing the vaccine. There was something else.
Yeah.
That move.
Yeah. That's why they took the whole flight.
Careful, man. And it was like 5 million rands for that thing, for that flight. Just one flight.
And apparently those vaccines can be fit in a pack.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wait. No, but they said it's 100,000. What is it? Vials or jabs of the vaccine.
Yeah, but it's
the units we bought.
But it's a pack that can be fit in a baki.
And we had a whole 5 million run flight.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I think I believe you then. Maybe there was something. Maybe there was something. Eh?
Do you know someone who's vaccinated? From
that famous Belgium thing that didn't happen. Is it Neverland or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't happen due to some coke stock left.
Tomorrowland. Yes. Do you guys know anyone who's vaccinated?
No, actually. Yeah? So
no, but until they're starting with the healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Like, and there's like 65,000, the last reported number I saw, that has been vaccinated.
I think Mesh is vaccinated. He hasn't been himself lately.
How?
Nice. Are you a healthcare worker?
How?
Sex symbol.
Yeah, Tibuko Tebejan is sex symbol.
Do you guys know anyone?
No.
I don't know anyone.
It's
yet.
Like I see all these people in the news and all the nurses in my family. They're like, no, we're still waiting. How?
Not okay. Yet. Hey, but there's millions of healthcare workers. So we haven't even, you know, inoculated like 1% of not one, maybe like 10% we haven't.
So you know what I thought, Ne? Instead of playing a game today, I thought we could read our horoscopes.
Oh,
our star signs. Do you guys believe in that?
Horoscopes. When I was a kid, bruh, on Dramo U magazine, but I don't believe in that, bro.
You don't think there's some truth in some of this shit?
There's some truth to it.
How is it possible that out of the 7 billion people on Earth, there's still 7 billion, and there is a billion or 900 million that was born between these days, and they all have the same fate or going through the same thing at that particular period? Come on, dude. There's a guy born on the 18th of Feb and is probably a king somewhere. And I'm just Saul from Joburg. And
You're a king. Well, king of podcasts. Hmm? Yeah. come on.
Skull. You know, but so I think there's so many factors around our lives that affect what we're going through on a daily basis. So one thing can't be true.
And where does it originate from, this thing?
I don't know. It's all the horoscopes and the sun and the moon.
Constellations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's constellations, but how we connected them to our fate. You know the saying, stars align.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's where maybe we connect our fate to the stars, and if, you know, certain things are aligning in astrology, but it all comes from astrology. How we decided to think it's connected to us and our lives, I don't know where that came
You believe in ghost lady?
to a certain extent. I think I remember growing up, and I think as girls, when you discuss our like our star signs, it's always like, yeah, that is true. That is true. Mine is I'm this, I'm that, you know, and you'd obviously know the other one. So it would be like, oh, so you are this and that. And people would agree. So I don't know. Maybe it was.
All right. Let me start with mine. I'm a Scorpio. Okay, cool. Let's see what it says.
Okay. So is it true about Scorpios?
What do they say about Scorpios?
You like sex.
Yeah, huh? Standard.
But we all love sex,
though. Yeah.
Everybody loves sex.
Yeah. Standard.
It's not exclusive to podcast.
Standard.
Scorpios love it. Aquarius, we're good at it. Levels of time.
Cancers do it.
That's why we're water bearers as Aquarius. We know how to make things wet.
For real?
And flood. Oh, flood wow. rooms. Yeah.
Aquarius is which month?
Me, 18th of Feb, I'm literally on the last day.
Oh, shit, yeah, it was this month.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Belated. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's somewhere beginning of March, Feb somewhere, to 19th, 18th of Feb.
Did you get some birthday sex?
No, I didn't. I got a belated
birthday
or belayed birthday sex.
Oh.
That's what you call it, right? Late birthday sex.
Did you cry?
Happy belated.
No, it's not like you.
Nah, Nika. Nah, Bri. Didn't cry.
You know, I once dated this girl, right?
Yeah.
We broke up, ne? Mm-hmm. And she dated a priest. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So when she dated the priest, she told me a story because we got back together mm-hmm. after the priest. And she was telling me how after when the priest would have sex with her, the priest would go, "Thank you for giving me your soul, your body, thank you." Whoa. And you would cry like, you have no idea.
What?
Dude. The whole pasta. Oh,
wow. Some weird ass vibes.
Hey, bro.
Your soul.
Well, you were crying with her, so she just continued to the other relationship.
Thank you for sheltering me in your temple of the Lord.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hey. Imagine,
and
bro.
You were still smashing her while she was seeing the priest.
Ah, standard.
Huh? While she was seeing the white collar, you were giving her a white collar.
For this food we're about to eat.
And the communion I'm about to drink.
For this body, what's the body of
the
this
bread.
One? The body of this one I'm about to have.
Ooh, that I'm about to divide. And
Hey. I was actually having a chat with a friend of mine. Did you ever go through the whole phase?
The whole phase?
Yeah.
A whole phase?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Nah. I think everybody goes through it. Nah.
I went through a whole phase. Everybody goes through a whole phase, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How crazy was it? Was it lit?
It wasn't like super lit. Like, you know what I mean? Like 4-some, 5-some. But it was, I was active, bro. Very active. I remember when I broke up with that girl for cheating and I decided I might as well just tell her the body count, the number, you know, while I was with her, and she got a shock of her life.
What was the body count?
What was it?
Yo, it was huge.
Mm.
What?
Somewhere in the 30s.
30s?
Yeah, and we dated like for a year and a half.
Damn, dog.
No, that's not. That is not last year. Summit don't count as body count. That don't count. You know what I mean? Nah, this is 2016,
and you guys, lady, have you been through the whole phase?
Yeah, I went through my whole phase and I didn't like it. I felt too guilty.
Yeah,
so I was like, God, I need a husband.
How lit was it?
I ain't good for this. No, I was just bitter and angry because of heartbreak.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, okay, I'm gonna hurt you and you and you and you.
And your body count?
It's my husband.
Nah.
It stays there.
Yeah, she's a married.
Would you
not even? With the man I'm with.
Would you recommend? Count. Would you recommend you go through the whole phase before marriage?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah.
Nah.
Yes, like I'm please. Always for, and I am always against girls who say, "You know what? I'm just saving myself for marriage," and I'm like,
"Don't save yourself.
Don't
for marriage.
Save for yourself
please
for
don't.
Marriage.
That's silly."
I'm not really pro that. To be honest, I'm not pro like saving yourself for marriage.
Yeah. Because the niggas that go through a whole phase, like when they're older and they have wives and stuff, it's a bit weird.
No. Someone broke this down well. I can't remember who it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's easy for women to go through a whole phase, right? But for guys, you need money, bro, to go through a proper whole phase where you're fucking the person you want to fuck. Women, it's easy for them to fuck the niggas who want to fuck because Bashelo are like 100 times a day and there's really 10 really handsome guys in those 100 and they can easily fuck them without spending anything. Niggas' pockets start aligning. Their horoscopes start aligning at the age of 45. Right?
What are you trying to say about Naga? No, it's dead.
No, but...
He never went through a whole phase.
Oh!
Oh. And he's got AMG. And he always says he's going to fix it somewhere there. Huh? Honey, I'm going to Soweto to fix an AMG. Like, huh? Soweto, who's there?
Oh. Are you in trouble, yo? Oh. Are you in trouble?
You're in trouble.
Oh. Mm? He just needs a taste. Mm. He's going to be like, this is what I'm missing out. That's how we get blessers. Mm.
He's going to get blessed for someone else.
Of course.
Yeah. Ish. You know, so
I might even be a chiller.
Just talk. Yeah, man. So that's
might as well just DM me and say, hey, "Anybody is girl."
So yeah, when you are as men, that's the issue. So when you're 45, your horoscopes align, and that's when you're scoping in on whores.
But don't you think naturally... I missed that one. What did he say? I missed that one.
When the horoscopes align, and you're scoping on whores.
That's when you start scoping on whores. Horoscopes. So don't touch 45-year-old who are going through the whole
But don't you think as guys, we just... our life is a whole phase.
How?
We want, but sometimes... You're right. Because most guys don't get as much ass because of their financials or their looks, you know, understand? Or their Mac game. Mm. But they want to get that much ass.
Nah, there's no Mac game times. Now, bro. You just need money, man. You don't need to Mac.
Exactly. There's no Mac game. Right. Right? So you're right. Most guys at heart are hoes. Mm. But they just can't make it happen because of the bag.
Yeah. How's that a whole face for women, bro?
How is it?
Yeah.
No, it's when you're just letting it loose. Like, you're good. Like, you're happy and you're just exploring.
How many guys would you sleep with in a week?
It depends. Obviously, it could be just... It could even be like, I'm with this person, I'm done, and then it's this next. Oh, it's just side guys. Whenever you are horny, you'd call up that person.
Can I ask something, right? Maybe I'm digressing.
It differs per people, though.
Mm. When women go through a whole phase, and let's say I'm a guy and I want her, and I find out that she's actually going through a whole phase, or mash, nail, they've all smashed, right? And then I try to hit on her, but she makes me work hard. Why? Is it because you don't like me, or is it because you're seeing a possible husband, therefore you don't want to give it up that easily? Why do women do that? You're going through a whole phase, but poor Solomzi needs to go through a three-month phase, that 90-day rule.
Why does it have to be poor Solomzi? No, no. At the end of the day, she will be with who she wants to be.
True, it is still her body. No one is entitled because it's a free for all for everyone.
So it could be just that you make good, give good company. That's it.
Yet you've let a company smash you. But when me, the poor individual.
No, I don't see it. She doesn't see you as a smashable, but it's like you give good conversation. Let's have, you know.
Yeah, because women want different things from different guys.
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
Mm. Yeah.
You could be the good listener.
Yeah. And that's the problem. She complains to me about mesh and
I've read a book to give an orgasm for nothing. For nothing.
And the thing is, guys like you would listen, you know, again and again and again. That's the
thinking
problem.
This is the day.
Yeah, Kanti.
Goes back to the whole thing. Being a bad boy. Gets you more pussy, more... You know what I mean? Don't care about a problem. Hey, don't come with your problems here. You know what I mean? You don't want to listen.
All right, cool. Yeah, horoscopes. All right, Scorpio.
Oh, flip, yeah.
Cool, cool, cool. Scorpio says, in the beginning of the week, a positive moon can cause you to be busy at work front. You'll observe that your focus is going to be good. You'll find yourself busy in implementation of your plans in terms of growth within the work and business. How we're growing. I'm hearing a lot of growing here.
Yeah.
Your network can assist you to implement your plans with success. Yes, yes.
That's dope.
We're building a network. Nah.
That makes sense.
That's you guys. Nah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Your family can support you to take some vital decisions in family matters. You'll also be in the winning position from opponents and hidden enemies. Hey, hey now.
We know the opponents.
They're not so hidden anymore.
Yeah. They've showed themselves.
Yeah. Singles can find soulmates. Lovebirds can make vital decisions in terms of wedding with the assistance of friends. Mid of the week, you'll be blessed by a positive moon. Your losses can automatically convert into profits. We like that. Your past investments can now begin paying in terms of gains. New partnership can assist you to grow your business. Hey now. What else? The last couple of days are going to be negative, even. You can feel bored and sad. You may have health issues. You will have anxiety and restlessness.
You see?
Which can cause you to be upset. You'll waste your precious time in doing valueless tasks. You'll be gossiping on pointless topics. This sounds like an episode of Podcast and Chill. This is what we do, Moose.
Therapist to just help you maneuver through that last part.
Shit, I don't like the last part, eh?
Okay.
It was nice until the last part.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mesh, take that out, man.
You don't need that negative.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need those vibes.
Yeah.
Hey, what you got?
Oh, Aquarius.
All right.
In the beginning days of the week, you may be blessed by a positive moon. You may be happy, you may be busy in family and business-related problems.
Mm.
You may expect mental peace and happiness around you. Mm. You may feel more healthy.
Mm. Do you feel healthy?
No, I don't.
Nah.
Mm. I don't at all. Mm. You'll be busy in domestic affairs. You may relish some quality moments with your spouse.
Hey!
Spouse!
Ah, but who
relish. Only relish I know is gravy. Relish moments with your spouse.
How can you buy no spouse who gave you some birthday sex?
Yeah.
Hey. I didn't have to be.
Continue reading.
His whole face hasn't ended.
Yeah, understanding along with your spouse are going to be more. Hey, okay.
More?
It says you'll be busy in domestic affairs and you may relish some quality time with your spouse.
Mm.
Understanding along with your spouse, you and your spouse are going to be more stronger.
Mm.
Okay. Which can increase domestic harmony.
Mm.
You may expect new partnerships in terms of business. You may be able to make quick decisions within the business. Good. Which can offer your new edges within the near future. Investments in government connected assets.
Hey, possibly offering profits.
I must talk to people in government.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. I'm gonna read this thing. It goes on and on and on.
My but mom's calling me. Let me find out why my mom's
Your
calling.
Your mom
me.
Is calling.
Yeah.
Hey, Ndama.
Yeah, Mlandu Lesto Ja.
Ah, and the record and the quit a show on a music.
Oh,
so
busy.
Hey, the good so say hi to my mother.
So what, mama?
Yeah, boy. How are you?
I'm good, Mamunjani.
God.
Hey, nice to finally talk to you.
So you guys are busy.
Yes, yeah. We're busy, mama.
Okay, I'll talk to him later then.
Okay, no
love
problem.
You long time, mommy.
MacGyver promised me Guti we're gonna come for Sunday lunch, plus I stay very close to Parktown.
I wanna do what?
He promised that he's gonna bring me for Sunday lunch. He says you cook the best Sunday lunch.
She can't cook. She gets takeaways. This one.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Hey, ma. Did you go through a whole phase?
What?
Did you go through a whole phase when you were younger?
What is that?
You know when you're like sleeping with all these men.
No, I don't discuss this with you.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'll take that as a yes.
No, I don't discuss this with you.
Love you, Nemma.
Love you.
Shab.
Hey, I agree. You said she loves takeaways. You are a takeaway. He doesn't even know his dad. You're a fucking takeaway.
You will buy one, get one.
We just don't know if it was a drive-thru or you were a sit-in. But judging by your height, you were a drive-thru. Just 30 seconds. And she walked away with you.
Now look at you now.
Wait, what the fuck? What podcast is this?
These are the results of a whole face.
They even named him after the show that was playing and was getting conceived. MacGyver.
Oh, it's just ultra.
That's a good one. I don't know. No. I know, you caught me there.
You're trying to catch your mama, but so caught you.
Oh shit!
Yeah, man, you can't rock your mama. God, I'm gonna, you know, rock you in
the face. I won't take a this one.
Oh shit! Ghost lady, your horoscope. The show can end now.
Oh, guys, who has time to read a horoscope?
Oh gosh!
That was a good one.
See, this horoscope was right. The last couple of minutes on the show are going to be negative.
You said you were going to hit that up for the last part.
Mesh, don't remove that one.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This is the part you leave, please.
Oh, well, that's funny.
You tried it, Maka.
All right.
Okay, guys, I'm Cancer, right.
Are you a malignant Cancer?
Ooh-wee.
Which is which?
Don't worry. Go on.
Explain it.
No, malignant cancer. It's a cancer. A poisonous cancer. A bad cancer.
Oh,
a malignant.
Okay.
Whoa.
Fuck me.
Yes.
Okay. In the start of the week, you may be blessed by a positive mood. Yeah. You may relish your family life. You may be busy in family or social get together. You may be happy and can be focused towards your goals, which can boost your self-assurance and status. You may resolve several issues with the assistance of communication skills. You shall be polite in terms of personal life. You have a control between savings and expenditure. I'm a good saver.
You all sound so boring. Sounds boring, eh?
No, because we're good people. Mm. We're good peoples. And there's like Mesh and Tato are also cans.
Oh.
You see?
There's no growth there. Where's the money? There's no tenders there. What's happening?
It's coming.
Let me look.
Yeah.
Let me see. You gave me this link, so I'm reading what you gave me.
Read
you
the
gave
last
me
part.
The boring parts.
Read the last part.
Which part? The last. Okay. Last couple of days, you may be under negative moon. You may be sad and feel dull within nature. You may not be able to fulfill your commitments. You may not be able to relish your... You just said I'm going to relish.
Hey, they love relish.
And then now you're going to... Now I'm not be able to relish. Okay. With the assistance of blessings, you may restart your plans in terms of profession. You see? You may probably possess full support from your subordinates. Job seekers can try to get a good job. Students can perform their best to urge good results. It's suggested to avoid creating new investments. You are suggested to take care of your folks. You see, I need to take care of my parents now. Mm. Singles can be suitable matches. Oh. Mm.
Hey.
Love your birds. Love birds can act in terms of wedding.
Oh, but you're already married.
Yeah.
You see. Horoscope.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All right. We out of here, man. What do you want to say?
Now we out of here. Thank you.
Week. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we've started with the ladies' podcast, guys.
How's it going?
Yes.
Great. So there'll be two episodes coming through.
Yeah.
How are they going to come through? One will be this week, right?
So yeah. Mesh, can you finish editing this week? One of the ladies' podcasts. Yeah. We'll drop it this week.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, like ladies have been contacted, they know themselves.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're busy recording. And thank you to all the other ladies because there was a lot of entries, guys.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
So we chose the best of the best.
Do you know we have more ladies that watch the show than guys?
I think so.
For real?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I love that.
Mm. At this rate, there was just too much videos.
I really love that.
So we really soldiered through and watched them all and had to decide who's who and who just was perfect.
I know. We're out of here, man. Like I said, Grand Joe's now on Take A Lot. We're going to be in Namibia.
Yeah.
Make sure you become a member. We're back on Super TV, Channel 150, Open View.
Skull.
What else am I missing, man? Fuck you and the driver, you motherfucker.
Are you touched?
He's touched.
Are you touched?
He's touched.
I'm having health issues now.
You need a therapist.
Yeah.
You started this.
Yeah.
Now, please, get
I'm driving you to therapy. Yeah, you need a therapist.
Next
man.
Week, you must tell us how your first session went, okay?
All right, we'll do. Podcast and G, we out of here. Boom.
Skull.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Armenian.